U.S. President Donald Trump says his campaign had no collusion with Russia, despite his former national security advisors acknowledging that he lied about his contacts with Russians.
No, I'm not. And what has been shown is no collusion. No collusion. There's been absolutely no collusion. So we're very happy. And frankly, last night was one of the big nights. We'll see what happens. Thank you all very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Trump's reactions came a day after former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Flynn has admitted he had secret discussions with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. back in December of 2016. He's agreed to cooperate with special prosecutor now Robert Mueller regarding this case. Flynn got fired by Trump in February, shortly after his ties with Russians were revealed. And joining us out of Washington for more on the story is Mr. Michael Maloof, a former Pentagon official. Hello, Mr. Maloof. Thanks for joining us back on the program, sir. Now, pleasure. Your thoughts on the developments over the last couple days, your thoughts on all of them.
Well, in terms of Flynn himself, he was indicted, and he was indicted because he lied. He lied to federal investigators, and that is a crime in the United States, a federal offense.
That's the thing. It's not per se that he met with Kislyak, it's that he lied about meeting with Kislyak.
That's correct. I was going to make that point. He lied to federal investigators about the meeting when, in fact, that meeting was not illegal. It was not collusion. And, in fact, he was authorized to do that because by then, at that time, the Trump administration was then in a transition. Trump had been elected president. But it was in the transition, and Obama before him, when he was elected, immediately sent out his emissaries to various capitals. So what Flynn did was not illegal, but he lied. He lied about it, and the problem for Flynn is that it's more personal. It does not reflect in any way on President Trump, and for that matter, there's no collusion. Collusion in and of itself is not illegal in the United States. There was no deal. He was asked to go and meet with Kislyak, the ambassador, the former ambassador to from Russia to the United States, and he did. But he lied. Not only he lied to the vice president, which got him fired, but he also lied to federal investigators in this witch hunt, as I would call it, by Mueller, who was supposed to be looking for collusion. And what's interesting is that by being charged now with lying, Mueller is indicating and telegraphing, at least to legal experts here in the United States, that he really doesn't have anything. He has no evidence of collusion between.
It's funny you should say that, and it's funny that you should go a step further, call it a witch hunt. A lot of people have thrown that phrase out there loosely. But guess what? This is the fourth arrest that we've seen, and yet we have not shown or proved collusion, have we?
No, that's correct. And everything has been unrelated to any kind of working with collaboration between Trump and the transition or with Russia. And what's also, and Manafort, who was his campaign manager at the time, was indicted on something entirely unrelated to anything having to do with the campaign. It had to do more with his relationship, business relationships with the Ukraine. Again, they were trying, what Mueller was doing, was trying to coax them into indicting them as a stick, if you will, in order for them to come through with more evidence. And what happened was that there is none. What's interesting too is that ABC News here in the United States initially reported that Trump's transition team or campaign at that time was the one that had been meeting with the Russians, which would have been a little unusual during the campaign. But once he was elected, it was transition, but they didn't say that initially, and what was clarified was that it actually happened during the transition, and the reporter who initially broke that news has now been suspended. because of the inaccurate news, which got all the leftists and all of the anti-Russian people all excited.
Thanks, Mr. Maloof. We're all out of time. This is Mr. Michael Maloof. They're joining us out of Washington, D.C., former Pentagon official.